No limit, Larry in here, morning madhouse. Pressure, gotta be the pack out. 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., we gon' act out. Bet it, Charlotte, we trapped out. Larry and Burpee was poppin', we locked in. Jessica Fine, I got her on my top 10. Power 98, the best in the city. Incognito by the mix in the kitchen. In the business, Ricky Ruckus, the realest. The block of the street, it ain't no competition. Power 98, you know we the move. Shock and butter, about to do what it do. Concord, Gas House, Rock Hill. Gaff the Lancaster, it don't stop there. Bet it's for a roll, Nation for a roll. Hidden Valley, North Charlotte, stop where? Yeah, this my spot, yeah. Morning man house, don't stop, yeah. Power 98 on top, yeah. Shawty got the game on lock. This my spot, yeah. Morning man house, don't stop, yeah. Power 98 on top, yeah. Shawty got the game on lock. Morning man house, don't stop. Yeah.
Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It's another Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Yes, sir. Clocking in on a Tuesday, 70 degrees right now. Today's high is going to be right near 90. And of course, man, we got a slight chance of rain today, but then after the day, it's raining in the forecast for the rest of the week. We might scave through today without no rain, but like I said, after the day, the rest of the week is all rain in the forecast. As hurricane, what is it? ISIS.
It's not ISIS.
What is
it? It's Isaiah.
It ain't Isaiah.
ISA.
Thank you.
IAS.
Say it again.
ISAIAS. Isaiah.
ISIS.
No, not ISIS.
Something twice, because I heard the man on the news say it. But anyway,
Asa.
It may landfall as a Category 1 hurricane, and is making its way up through the coast of North Carolina, and started last night. So be on the lookout for that for the rest of the week. All right, it's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. In the Madhouse with me this morning, y'all. Say what's up to Miss Jessica, the girl next door.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
What's up, man?
Ain't nothing. How you doing?
Yeah, all right?
I'm wonderful.
That's what's up, man. Welcome to the Madhouse. How was your night?
Well, thank you for having me. I am enjoying being here already this morning. What did I do yesterday? What did I do? I did something and I can't remember exactly what it was. What did I do yesterday? Oh, you know what I did? I went to go get my phone fixed. That's what I did. I've been having problems with my phone. So that's what I did. You know, that can be an all-day process.
That's what it do, man.
Yeah, so that's what I did. That's why I didn't remember.
That's what should. Appreciate you. Also in the Madhouse with me this morning, y'all. So is that the comedian. Bye-bye.
I say good morning.
Everybody on the east.
Good morning.
The south.
Good morning.
The north.
Good morning.
Man, put the dub up for the west.
Good morning.
What up, Burp? How you feeling in the morning, big dog?
What's happening, my boy?
I'm good, man. Yay, how was your night last night, big homie?
Everything's good, you know what I mean? Went and did my podcast, you know, one time for the one time. And, yeah, we got some big things coming with that podcast.
Okay, that what's up?
We got the YouTube channel coming up, popping up.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? So, things, I'm out here working, man. I'm working. I must say, there's a whole epidemic going on, but I can say that I am working. It was a stretch where I was like, whoo, but I'm working.
You're
blessed. Great.
You working?
I'm working.
Oh, okay. That's a good thing. So you ain't scared of the Rona no more.
Hmm?
You ain't scared of the Rona no more.
Oh, yeah, no. You got to stay 6 feet back.
I was at the show that everybody went 6 feet, but okay.
They were 6 feet for me.
No, man. Shout out to everybody who's been helping with Tent City and, you know, with the wall and the block downtown Charlotte. We officially announced that we're doing our big, big tent sleep out. August the 15th, which is not this Saturday, but next Saturday, as we raise money for, the continuation of helping folks in Tent City and, you know, helping with housing. And, announced it last night, and people was like, man, this is dope. And I'm like, listen, y'all just don't understand. Like, we're basically putting a band-aid on a problem. But if we're going to put a band-aid on it, let's put a big band-aid on it and really help folks move to the next level of their life. A lot of people have been concerned about the tents for various different reasons. And, you know, some people are saying, you know, well, what are they going to do? Because they're trying to they're trying to make them move, and it's not the city, it's not the CMPD, it is the private owners of the land that are you know, that have filed a lawsuit to make the people make Tent City move. So that's the fight that we're facing right now, man. We're going to continue to fight it and, you know, try to continue to find these folks housing, food, clothes, hygiene products, and everything that they need that we provide on a day-to-day basis. So August the 15th, man, encourage y'all to stop by and join us in Tent City as we sleep out. Shout out to my girl Kendall Fields at the Kendall Fields Foundation, my girl Deb at Black Love Charlotte, United Neighborhoods of Charlotte, Tanglewood Derrida Association with my man Murph. We definitely putting this thing together and just invite the city out to join us, man. August 15th, I think it's gonna be experience for some folks that haven't really been down there and haven't seen what's really going on. But I think a lot of folks will come out and see what's going on. And shout out to everybody who's, you know, volunteered or sent a dollar to the Cash App. Just know that all the money goes right back into the community and to help the less fortunate here in our city. So thank y'all to the city of Charlotte and the citizens of Charlotte for caring about your neighbors that a lot of people don't care about. Snow Libelary in the Morning Madhouse. Y'all know it's Tuesday inside the Madhouse. Got all your trending topics dropping at 6:35. Miss Justice got a nosy neighbor news quickie for you right around 6:20. And we're kicking the show off with your Morning Madhouse question of the day. All right, let's get it started with Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Ford Community Church.
Good morning. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. In the Psalms, we often see David and others pouring out their confusion, hurt, and even anger towards God. And while God appears to hear them, he doesn't always choose to explain his actions. God is sovereign, meaning he has absolute control and authority and has the right to do what he wants to do. On top of that, God doesn't owe us any explanation for things that happen in life, especially the things that cause us hurt, pain, and leave us confused. It might be hard to accept not always knowing the why of life, but because God always does what is right, we can trust him with our lives. It's better to have God as our sovereign master than anyone else, including ourselves. So let me encourage you today not to worry or try to figure out the why of your situation. Trust that the sovereign God has your life in his hands. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis. This has been your moment of inspiration on Power 98.
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know.
No, Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. 6:09, 9 minutes out to 6 o'clock. All right. You know what time it is. It's time for that Madhouse question of the day.
Let's talk about who?
What?
Let's talk about.
All right, Madhouse Nation, here are your options. Friday or Coming to America. Which one has the most quotable lines?
We had this debate last week. Oh,
this is a good one.
The first Friday or Coming to America. And I'm going to say Coming to America. I don't know, though. Because Friday, the first Friday got him, too. But I'm going to say Coming to America. Probably by two lines, by two quarter of a lines. It's close, though.
This is easy for me. Coming to America. Coming to America definitely has the most quotable lines.
Yeah. Coming to America, by far.
One. I don't think it's by far.
Though. No, it's by far.
Nah.
But it's my favorite
name.
Name one then. I can name.
Taste soup. What's wrong with the soup? Taste soup.
What is that?
What's wrong
Melvin?
With the soup? it was cool.
To be loved.
To be loved.
Smoking. And you back there taking a.
They were quoting lines from Coming to America in Friday.
Was it?
No, I don't know.
Exactly. They show what you lied.
But yeah, Coming to America, man. That movie is, both of them are classic. We're not saying either one are bad. We're just saying which one has the most quotable lines.
How do they tap in on the question?
Hit us up on our Instagram page at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am Nola Malary, at I Am Burpee, or leave it on our voicemail 704-227-8780.
Start the whip. Turn up the radio. Your morning is lit.
Give me that
with Nola Malary in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
98.
Man, there's nothing like, you know, hearing some old school throwbacks.
The throwback song of the day is brought to you by Cheerwine Soft Drink.
I said it, I'ma ride for my. Most likely I'ma die for my. I've been grinding outside all day with my. And I ain't going in unless I'm with my hitters. My hitters, my hitters. My hitters, my hitters. My hitters, my hitters. My hitters, my hitters.
Remix!
I'm talking about putting on right now. My mind sounds frontier with that work. Out in front of the work. He saved with that head up, but we don't fight fair, bruh. Catch you slipping from your backside, then knock you out. Ace gon' stump you out, then Buddha gon' stump you out. Mama ever see you with a busted eye and busted mouth? Nah, Millie poking out, four busy poking out. Death row days, show you what this West Coast about.
I die for my, jump in front of bullet for my, understand I lie for my, rob a bank, I drive for my, ride for my move. Real talk, I don't really, really put too many. Drop a dime on you like a couple nickels. I be laughing to the bank like money tickle. Dropping something that you ain't top ball suck. And I never put a before my bro. Don't be for no. In my sell them keys if you can't open your door. Hope you buy from my, buy from my. When it rains, it pours, it's dry for me and my. I kill for my vice versa. Eyes red from the kush, eye blue. White person got my middle finger on the trigger and with my little finger to you. That's where it's all y'all. Except my
loose. I say that I'ma ride for my. Most likely I'ma die for my. I've been grinding outside all day with my. And I ain't going in, it's with my hitters. My hitters, my hitters. My hitters, my hitters.
Oh, I done spent $1 million on my new face. You kept me out Chicago with Chicago with the hitters. Colorado number 9, Lord, that to bring the trigger. And when we on the lean, we ain't f***ing with the liquor. I'ma buy 100 bottles just to give it to them. She keep liking all my bitches cause she see the way I ball. How my wrist in every little, catch you at the red light. Have them screaming, can't get up, say name. From the bottom, man, the damn thing changed. Kept me out, kinda screaming money. Why just mine? Cause I've been in the field, life on the line with them. And if it's really real, I'd probably die with them. Cause when I need them choppers, I just tell top hit
a I say that I'ma ride for my. Most likely I'ma die for my. I've been grinding outside all day with my. And I ain't going in, that's I'm with my hitters. My hitters, my hitters. My hitters, my hitters.
I just got $250,000 for a verse. I don't know, is it me or is your thirst? You ain't got no joints. Like the injured Chris Paul, you ain't got no point. I just come through with a couple bossy. They get money too, they some don't cross me. Flossy, Sergio Rossi. And if we at the game, then it's Flossy. I ride for my, ride for my. I'm so rich, I cop rides for my. Element, you fries, apple pies, other. I drop a freestyle and get a rise out of my. I need it with some different strokes, tied bridges. Shout out to my main and my side. Need it with some good neck, eye stretches.
My. I say that I'm a ride for my. Most likely I'm a dad.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News, quickie.
Y'all know.
Man, these folks got to hit his no cap.
All right, Nosy Neighbors, it is 6:22, time for your first Nosy Neighbor News quickie. Robin Roberts is teaming up with Lifetime to bring us the Mahalia Jackson story. The movie is going to star Danielle Brooks as the iconic gospel singer. Now, Brooks has is a Tony Award nominee as well as a Grammy Award winning actress known for her roles on Orange is the New Black and Broadway's The Color Purple. The movie will be directed by Kenny Leon, who is a Tony winner known for his work on Broadway's Fences, A Raisin in the Sun, and Lifetime's Steel Magnolias. Robin Roberts will walk alongside Linda Berman as an executive producer. So shout out to all of them. Excited about that. The Mahalia Jackson story. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie! Tell that.
Big G, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. It's your Madhouse classic throwback right there. Phil Mom Sierra, what year did that drop, Bert?
That dropped back in. Drum roll, please. 2004.
All right, 2004. Shout out to the Field Mob. Chevy P and my boy Smoke. Boys got to hear Jazzy Fizzle on that thing along with Sierra. You know what time it is right now inside the Madhouse. It's time to get all these trending topics.
I'm trending, boy. I can smell the money. Smell the money. We run the streets. No limit keeps coming. I'm trending, boy. I can smell the money. Smell the money. We run the streets. No limit keeps coming. I'm trending, boy.
Yes, sir. All right, let's let them know what's trending this morning inside No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Since Mac P did the intro, let's start off trending with P. You know, the documentary, The Chronicles, The No Limit Chronicles, dropped last week on BET last Wednesday, and they came back. The number said that the No Limit Chronicles was the number one show on BET and the top 10 most cable watched show for that week. So shout out to Master P and the No Limit Chronicles and for BET for putting this whole series together. Also trending this morning, if you're planning to travel to Singapore, guess what you're going to have to do? You're going to have to get an electronic device placed on your person. Because if you're traveling to Singapore, if you're coming into the country, you have to quarantine for at least 10 days if you travel to that country. And they want to know what the hell you're doing, where you're going. So they say once you come into the country, they were going to make you stay at a facility. But they saying if you get this GPS monitor, then you can stay at home and be on house arrest or wherever you're going in the country. So if you're planning on going to Singapore, get ready to throw that electronic monitor device on. Alright? Also trending this morning, Jessica told you on yesterday that Master P said that J. Cole wanted a tryout in the NBA, that he thought that J. Cole could make it. Well, a team has told J. Cole to pull up and get this tryout. The Detroit Pistons. The Detroit Basketball Pistons sent a message to J. Cole, said, we see you working out. We heard that you want to try out. We want to grant you that tryout. This is for all the dreamers. That's what's up. Can y'all see J. Cole playing for the Detroit Pistons?
I don't know. I haven't seen his game.
They have a workout posted of J. Cole working out. He looked pretty good, bro. And he used to play in high school.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I
heard he used to play, but I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it. So. I mean, hey, do your thing, my boy.
I don't know.
I got to see him check somebody. You know, these workouts, you know, it's just you and the ball. I need to see if J. Cole can slide them feet, and can J. Cole guard a Chris Paul? Can he guard a Ja Morant? Can he guard Russell Westbrook? Can he guard a Kemba Walker? That's what I need to know if I'm a scout. But, hey. But, you know, shout out to him for even thinking about giving him a tryout, though. Also trending this morning, Amazon. Amazon has pulled a shoe. Man, guess what this shoe said? The shoe, they were selling a shoe on Amazon. They have since removed the item and, you know, the item completely. They were selling the shoe, and in the description of the shoe for the color, they put it is N-word brown.
This is so stupid.
And sad. But I mean, big ups to Amazon for removing the shoe and getting it removed. And I don't even know how they let them place it up there. It should be one of them things where it automatically throws up a red flag if you put that in your description or something like that. Hey, but that's just my thinking and my thoughts. Last but not least, Schmurda back. Bobby Schmurda could be released today. He has his first parole hearing. He's slated to be released December the 11th this year, but he has his first parole hearing, and he could be released today. And his family and friends really feel like Schmurda is coming home today after his parole hearing in New York City. Y'all think Schmurda coming home today?
He He had a countdown on his website.
Yeah, it was for today. It was the countdown for today.
The countdown. So they were thinking that it was for his release or maybe some new music, but yeah.
Yeah, we'll see.
I hope he does come on.
Well, we'll find out probably before noon today. So
which
we'll
would
see.
Be a really, really, really dope birthday present because his birthday is today.
Oh, word?
Mm-hmm.
And to add, Larry, the baby dropped some new music today.
That's right. Baby got our album, the deluxe Blame It On Baby album is out today with the brand new single, Peephole.
Yeah.
Shout out to the baby. Charlotte's plug, that's what's trending this morning's Pod 98.
The morning turn up is real.
Okay.
Wake your ass up with No Limit Larry in the morning, Madhouse in the morning. On Power 98.
AWPG, Charlotte's Blood for new hip hop and R&B, man. Future Drake, the baby right there. Life's Good, the remix. Life is good inside the Madhouse. Hashtag MHQOTD, your Madhouse question of the day. You know, we dropped them hits on them question of the day. The ones you go talk about, you gonna argue with your homegirl in the beauty shop, your homeboy in the barbershop, the ones you gonna argue at the light about. What we talking about today, Miss Jessica?
We want to know between these two movies, Friday and Coming to America, which one has the most quotable lines?
And right now, leading on my page is Friday. Every time I come in the kitchen, you in the kitchen. Eating all the pig feet, eating all the hog mokes. I like pig feet. I like hog mokes. Yeah, Friday is leading on my page right now.
There's clearly one correct answer to this question. And I think that people are putting their favorite line. But the question is, who has the most?
Mm-hmm. The most quotable lines
clearly goes to Coming to America.
Clearly.
It has to go to Coming to America.
Clearly. No questions asked.
Well, there's only one answer.
Who leading on your page right now, though?
Coming to America.
Coming to America leading on your page. Mm-hmm. What about you, Jess? Friday's leading on my page right now.
Coming to America.
Yeah. Okay. All right. How do they tap in on this?
Hit us up on our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee. Or leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
And shout out to this young lady right here. She goes by the name of Megan Thee Stallion. She's got 3 songs on the charts right now. So shout out to her, man. It's Pod 98, Girls in the Hood. Another Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Boy, we about to let your house shine. You know how it goes down. We just want to spread positivity in a negative world. Your kids doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to your daddy!
Shout out from a mile. Queen City put the shine on the crown. Hey, shout out everybody out here bossing. Huh. You know we gotta shine, big flossing. Hey, I wanna send a shout out to my people out here handling the business. You real. I'ma tell the whole city that you. My girls and my fellas, you love them, then tell them. Make sure they get the flowers while they can still smell them. Shine.
Y'all know how it go down.
Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
Light shine on my little sister Shaniqua Jeffries, because today is her 31st birthday. One time for the birthday chick.
Hey.
Hey.
Shaniqua.
Happy birthday.
Power 98, good morning. You want to let somebody shine?
Yeah, I'm going to let my grandma shine, man. She just turned 92. Happy birthday, Grandma Almeda.
Appreciate you, big homie. And of course, I got somebody to let shine this morning. Let me let my man, Big Alonzo Coleman, shine for doing his thing and putting together a dope league this summer. Even though the league got shut down, it was on its way to great things, man. You know, had the YouTube popping. We had several different conversations. He had the city behind it, man. Big, big shout out to my big homie, Alonzo Coleman. You know what I mean? Doing your thing, man. Keep doing it, man, and come back next year bigger, better, and stronger because you got a dope product. All right, it's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Coming up at 7:24, Miss Jessica's got your nosy neighbor news. And, of course, coming up at 7:40, the hottest hashtag on Instagram, hashtag Larry Mad. Find out what Larry is mad about.
Morning turn up is real.
Okay.
Wake your ass up with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse in the morning. On Power 98.
Let It Shine is being brought to you by Cheerwine Soft Drink.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News, Quickie.
Y'all nosy. Man, these folks got to hit his No cap.
All right, Nosy Neighbors, your Nosy Neighbor News is right around the corner. We're getting some new music on Friday from some of our faves. Got details about that. Who is joining OnlyFans and what is the content gonna
me?
Be? I'm gonna let you know.
My.
Not you. No.
I'm joining it. That girl made $100,000 2 days just
I think
right
that
now.
this person, what they're planning on doing, this might be pretty. This might be pretty big. So I got details about that. And, y'all, one of my favorite rappers is in trouble, being accused of sexual assault.
Uh-oh. One of your favorite rappers?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Somebody ratchet.
Who is it?
DMX.
DMX?
I know he's one of your faves. I don't
mm-hmm.
know if
this. He is.
It's either DMX. Can I take two guesses or just
you can
one?
Take two.
Or Jim Jones, because okay. I know those are your two faves. Well, one
Boosie!
Boosie Bada. He did just have that pool party.
Boosie. Is it Boosie?
Listen, let me tell you this. And once I tell you this, you cannot guess again. All three of you all are wrong. This is very, both of you all are wrong with all three of your guesses. You all will not believe this story.
Oh, well, it's coming up. It's only one other person that
you don't guess. Don't you guess again.
It's only
again.
Two other people
don't
that you really
you
like.
Guess again.
I don't okay. know one.
It is,
I know two.
This is. Whew! Oh my goodness, you all will not believe this story. It's coming up in your Nosy Neighbor News next.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie! Those stories and more coming your
way. What the hell is going on here?
Well, hello, Nosy Neighbors. It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your Nosy Neighbor News for Tuesday, August 4th. The collab we have been waiting for is finally arriving this Friday. Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion have teamed up for a new song. This marks Cardi's first new single since the 2019 release of Press and will mark the first release for Megan since being shot in the foot last month. The two posted the artwork for the single on their social media pages. If you want to see it, I have it waiting for you on my Instagram story at Hey Miss Jessica. Speaking of Cardi B, she is joining OnlyFans, but don't expect any racy pictures. In a Twitter post that was later deleted, Cardi said, I'm doing a partnership with OnlyFans. Every time someone starts a rumor, I'll be addressing it here. Something sort of different. What else should I be posting besides rumors and behind the scenes? Don't answer that, Burpee. Y'all.
She's married.
Tory Lanez is not getting deported. Rumors begin to swirl on social media yesterday that the rapper was deported back to his hometown of Canada following the shooting incident with Megan Thee Stallion. Tory's people say that isn't true and he is still in the U.S. Common is in some hot water, y'all.
I forgot about Common.
Oh, all right, here's the story. Jaguar Wright. Y'all remember her? Yes. No. Well, she is accusing the rapper of sexual assault. According to the singer, Common was trying to have relations with her, but she said no because she was tired. She claims that when she woke up, Common had his man parts by her mouth. And that is why she stopped messing around with him. Jaguar goes on to say that when she rejected him, Common started dating Erykah Badu. And that Badu is jealous of her. And that song that Badu has called Booty is written all about her.
Oh, okay. So we don't believe this one.
Listen, it is not my place to say if I believe or not believe somebody's accusations of sexual abuse that is between her and him. But this one has hurt my heart. This one has hurt my heart. Y'all know how I feel about Common. While many are taking the coronavirus seriously, there are some that aren't. One in particular is Designer. All right. The rapper went on Instagram to claim that the whole coronavirus pandemic is BS and the virus is gone, all because he says, I ain't got sick yet. I've been outside and I'm healthy. This is what Designer has to say. If y'all want to see this full video, I have it waiting for you on my Instagram story at Hey Miss Jessica. Congratulations to Lil Scrappy and the Bam. The couple welcomed their second child to the world yesterday. Lil baby Zyla was born weighing 7 pounds and 5 ounces. And according to Scrappy, she had a head full of hair. The happy couple already have a son named Braylon. Happy birthday to Meghan Markle, Bobby Shmurda, Marcus Houston, and the Barack Obama. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica. The neighborhood.
Power 98.
Yes, sir. No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Y'all know what time it is. You already know. It is time to hit the hottest hashtag on Instagram. Hashtag Larry Might.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind. Larry is mad. Now let's see why.
I'm mad. I'm mad. Are you mad?
I'm mad.
Are we mad?
Oh my goodness. Hashtag Larry Mad. Y'all make sure y'all follow me on the gram at I Am No Limit Larry. If you hear this on the radio, and you can see the video of this segment too on my Instagram page at I Am No Limit Larry. Go on and follow me and follow the hashtag Larry Mad. Y'all, where did the crazy stories come from?
Florida, California, or South Carolina?
We going down to Florida, Burpee. We're going to Florida. Now, I don't know who to blame in this story. Actually, I do know who to blame. I know who I'm going to place the blame on. I'm not going to blame the young man that they arrested for writing a check for $139,000 and about 25 cents. I'm not going to blame him. I'm going to blame the Porsche dealership. I am mad at the Porsche dealership for accepting a check from a man for $139,000, basically $140,000 check that was fake. This man walked into a Destin, Florida Porsche dealership and gave them a check for $139,000 and some cents. $140,000 check. And they let this man walk out of their dealership with a brand new Porsche 911 Turbo. He riding through the streets of Florida out there taking pictures and doing his thing with this Porsche that he bought with this fake check. Now, our black ass, we can't even walk in the damn Walmart and bring a check for $25 and get away with a fake check. How on God green's earth, how in the holy hell do y'all let a man walk in there with a fake check for $140,000 and y'all give him the car and he get away? Somebody got to explain something to me. Somebody got to explain something to me. Ain't no way in the hell. $140,000. And then they said later in the day, he wrote another fake check for three Rolexes. Not one, not two, but three Rolexes. Now, they haven't said if he came back with the Rolexes. However, he still was driving around in this brand new Porsche that he bought with $140,000 check. Man, listen. Now, with all these...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Systems out here and all these checks and balances systems that they got that make sure these checks are real. I don't even know why they let them take the car if the funds hadn't been verified. How the hell y'all do that? That's what y'all get. That's what y'all get, Florida, Destin, Florida Porsche dealership. That's what y'all get for not following the process and following the process all the way through and just gave this man his car because y'all thought he walked in there and thought he was a rich white man and he walked in there with this check and was able to leave with a brand new Porsche that he wrote a fake check for. Well, actually, he didn't even write the check. He actually printed the check off his home computer. Yeah, my sentiments.
They
exactly.
Should have known something was wrong when it was 25 cents on the check. Right here, you got $139,000 and a quarter.
Hit the hashtag, man. See what else I've been mad about. Hashtag Larry May. Oh, y'all make me sick. I can't even go in there and write a $20 check and come back with something.
Oh, Larry.
Dream it up and don't play. J. Cole rap like that a bit. So, shout out to J. Cole. If you missed the story earlier, man, the Detroit Pistons have said that they're going to give J. Cole, or they extended a tryout to J. Cole because Master P said that he felt like J. Cole had what it takes to make it in the NBA, and that J. Cole's been working out and he thought he can do it. So the Detroit Pistons have extended an invitation for J. Cole to come try out. Could you imagine that? J. Cole with the Detroit Pistons? They do need some help. I seen the little workout, and I ain't hating. I just need to see him guard somebody, because you got to be able to guard people in the NBA. You got to play defense. Mm-hmm. You got to play defense. All right, it's time to get Burby's thoughts.
Sometimes I had them thoughts. Larry Jessica? Jessica Larry. We all know this pandemic has taken over the world. And one thing I'm having a hard time with is these masks. Yeah, I'm having a hard time with the masks. Because a lot of people making them, but you're making them out of the wrong material. You can't breathe out of some of them. Some of them is just, they don't fit your face. But whatever. When it comes to the mask and this COVID-19 epidural.
You are the father. Oh, my bad.
What? Some of y'all need to keep your damn mask on. Let's just go ahead and be honest. Can we talk about it for a second? Can we talk about it? Am I the only one that thought this? Larry, I know I ain't the only one that thought this. Some of y'all need to keep your mask on. I ain't talking about because of your mouth droplets. I ain't talking about because of your breath or the spit coming out your mouth. I'm talking about because of how your face look. That's what I'm talking about. I've seen a few people, Larry. You talk to him, you say, hey, how you doing? My homeboy. He went and talked to... He saw this girl in Walmart. He started speaking to her. She took her mask off and he ran, literally turned around and started running. Same thing with my home girl. She was talking to this guy and she said his eyes were beautiful. Those were her words exactly. And so when they started conversing, he took his mask off and she said, and I quote, his teeth were everywhere in his mouth. I'm like, wait a minute. That's what your teeth supposed to do. They supposed to be in your mouth. She said, no. They were everywhere. His lip, his gum, his tongue. He had teeth on top of teeth. She said he needed to keep his mask on. I said, well, why he need to keep his mask on? And she said, and I quote, because I fell in love with your upper face. I said upper face? That's a part of the body? She said she fell in love with his upper face. Some of y'all just need to keep your mask on because, I mean, people don't want to call a spade, but some parts of you is ugly. I'm just going to go ahead and say it and put it out there. I'll be the one. I'll take the fall for it.
You cute from the lips up.
It's from your nose bone up. That's how far.
That mask make you look sexy.
You got a cute ass forehead. That's all I want to see. I don't want to see nothing else. That's
and those for Burberry's thoughts. Think about it!
What you thought?
What the hell is going on here?
It's the Nosy Neighbor News, Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got to hit his No cap.
All right, nosy neighbors, it is time. It is 8:21. Time for another nosy neighbor news. Quickie.
That's your nosy neighbor news.
You all right over there? You cool? The XFL has a new owner, Dwayne The Rock Johnson. The actor was a part of an investment group that purchased the football league for $15 million. The XFL attempted to return earlier this year, but made it just 5 weeks into the season before the pandemic shut down the sports world. It declared Chapter 11 bankruptcy in April. Johnson, who is a former college football star at Miami, promised to turn the league into something special and says that the purchase was driven by my passion for the game and my desire to always take care of the fans. Shout out to The Rock, the new owner, part owner of the XFL.
Do you think it's going to work? Do y'all think the XFL will come back and will do its thing? Like, do you think it's going to work? Because this will be like, what, his third
It'll
chance?
It'll be his third time coming back. Yeah. It was doing okay the second go around. Yeah. The second go around. It's just the pandemic hit.
Yeah.
So it messed everything up.
It might be the XFL fault that the pandemic. Every time they come, something go wrong. Something bad happens.
It'll be the XFL fault.
It's
true.
But yeah, I mean, I'm glad that he became part of owner, and I think, you know, I think he probably can do some great things with it, and I hope it comes back strong and gets to do his thing, because it gives a lot of football players who don't get that chance immediately in the NFL, it gives them a chance to showcase their talent against NFL-like players. So, shout out to them, and shout out to the whole XFL.
You feel me?
Yeah. Sorry, Jess, I had to come in on.
That's your nosy neighbor news quick. I want to know what it is quick is trying to say.
That's your nosy neighbor news.
Tell that.
Who the next best? Who the next best thing? Who gon' put up for the city? Who the next best? If you think you got some talent, are you the next best thing? Step on up, do your thing. Step on up, do your thing. Who the next? Who the next best thing? You the next best thing. Who the next best thing?
All right, it's that time we drop some of this local talent. We drop it. Y'all let us know. Are they the next big thing or no? We want to know. Are we going to keep it? We're going to sweep it, or what letter grade do you want to give the song? You know what I mean? Keep it, sweep it, and what letter grade? We're about to drop it right now. The name of the song is called Barcode. Check it out right now.
forever. Yeah.
Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's Club for new hip hop and R&B. It's No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. The name of the song is Barcode. We live on Instagram and Facebook. And you can call in 570-WPEG. We gonna keep it, we gonna sweep it, and wet letter grade.
Representing the local flavor.
Nobody plays more local hits.
North side. South side. East side. West side.
This is my city. The plug for local music. This is your Power 98.
Next big thing today belongs to Candy Carmel. It's called Barco.
On the first and the fifth. And if it's money ain't right, I'm playing hangman with his main chick.
You were sick.
Yeah, I heard it before. Pupa past the night quill. Bend those off in your bed while he toss. Now how you calling me mama after I f*** your daddy? Then I let your pastor read me a scripture Sundays after 7. Cause, yeah.
Candy Carmel. It's called Barcode. 570-WPEG. Or 1-800-525-0098. We got a lot of votes in. We still taking votes. Are we going to keep it? We're going to sweep it. And what letter grade y'all going to give the song? We're going to find out next if Candy Carmel's song Barcode is the next big thing. No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. It's the next big thing Tuesday inside the Madhouse. And today's artist is Candy Carmel. The name of the song is Barcode.
On the first and the fifth. And if it's money ain't right, I'm playing hangman with his main chick.
You were sick.
Yeah, I heard it before. Pupa past the night quill. Bend those off in your bed while he toss. Now how you calling me mama after I f*** your daddy? Then I let your pastor read me a scripture Sundays after 7. Cause, yeah.
All right. Name of the song is Barcode by Candy Carmel. Y'all have voted. Here is what Madhouse Nation had to say about the song.
Good morning. How are you? Definitely a sweet. Not today. Definitely a
morning. How are you doing? I would like to get birth to hit Rocky.
Good morning. Man, please, can we, not today. We gonna sweep that. We gonna get at a, ooh, I have to get at a D, minor.
What's going on? We gonna go with an F on that one, man. She said it can't be harder.
Hey, you know what, man? I feel like, it's catchy, man. It is catchy, but I'm gonna sweep that though, bro. It's catchy though. I like it though. It's weird thing, but I don't think y'all gonna keep that. I think y'all gonna get a lot of, like, you know, sweet. But it is catchy, though. These are for everybody. Hey. These are for everybody. Hey.
Yo, man, this is Big Marco, man. Y'all don't sweep that, bro. Hey, what is A, B, C, D, E, F. What come out of F? Get out of G.
Y'all rude. Wait a minute. Did he say what come out of F? And they all won today.
Today we have a unanimous vote. The vote is unanimous. 100% of the people from Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter have said sweep this song with an overall letter grade of a D+.
We don't get involved. We don't get to add our votes into that.
Our votes come next. So speaking of that, you want to find out what Madhouse, what we feel about the song and what we got to say about the song. Stay tuned. We got our comments up next. It's Power 98.
Representing the local flavor.
Nobody plays more local hits.
North side, South side, East side, West side.
This is my city.
The plug for local music. This is your Power 98.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Next big thing Tuesday. Today's next big thing is Candy Carmel. Name of the song is Barcode.
Ain't bearing gifts. I receive mines on the first and the fifth. And if it's money ain't right, I'm playing hangman.
man with his main chick.
You a sick.
Yeah, I heard it before. Papa passed the night quill. Bend those off in your bed while he toss. Now how you calling me mama after I fuck your daddy? Then I let your pastor read me a scripture Sundays after seven. Cause, yeah.
The people have spoken. They have said 100% of the vote went toward a sweep with an overall letter grade of a D minus. That's a D plus. D plus is what it was. It was a sweep for the people. Yeah. Oh, tell them I got this. Worry about day life. All right. Jessica, what do you think?
Okay. There was, I agree with that caller. There's something about this song that I do sort of like. However, lyrically it wasn't good. And there were just, it was a lot. It was the singing, the voice, the lyrics, the beat, like it just, it was a lot. And that was just all over the place. I think you might have something if you clean it up. But this just isn't it. I'm gonna have to sweep this. I would give this like a C minus a D.
Mm-hmm.
A C minus, because I think there's something there. You know, it's unique, it's different, but it's just all over the place. Mm-hmm. It ain't well put together. Mm-hmm. And lyrically is bad. Mm-hmm. Lyrically is bad. So.
Burp.
I can't lie. I bopped to it a little bit.
It's something.
That one part. It's that one part.
For everybody.
For everybody. Can you play it again, Larry? Can you play it? You can't play it again?
No.
Don't play it. Okay. Don't play it again. That part right there. But overall, yeah, I would sweep it with a D minus because the lyrics just, I didn't know what the song was about.
Yeah.
I didn't know what
the song was about. I don't get the barcode part.
Yeah. What's the barcode for? Because she said,
maybe it's available to everybody.
You be calling me mommy because I did it to your daddy, and then the pastor called me on Sunday after 7. I don't get it.
Barcode, she's running it up. She's shopping and she's running up the barcode.
That's but she didn't say that in the song.
But that's what it, most of the lyrics alluded to the fact that she's getting money and doing her thing and getting men for money.
Yeah, that part of the song was it for me, but everything else was, it wasn't a good song. In my opinion, this is my opinion. I don't think it would get airplay, this song, mm-hmm. even if it was necessarily cleaned up. Because it's not that the production was bad. The song sounded clear. Sounded very clear. It just wasn't a good song. It just wasn't.
I'm going to have to agree with the people, man. 100% sweep. I'm going to have to agree with them. I didn't like that part that you liked. Everybody. I couldn't stand it.
That was it for me.
That was terrible in the song.
For comedic purposes.
Yeah, but it was terrible in the song. Everybody. No, why would you put that in the song?
There's no other singing on the song.
Right. Where did that come? Like, what made y'all sit in the studio and be like, boy, that's it right there.
That girl singing that part, she's like, girl.
That's it right there. No.
I'm finna kill this.
No. Somebody should have been in there and said, nah, we not that. Not on. And, you know, as far as the lyrics, you know, when you listen to a City Girls, you listen to stuff, they rap the same way.
No,
they do not. Yes, they do. Yes,
no,
I pull up a City Girls song.
You said the City Girls rap?
Yeah, right. It's your Miami, period. Yeah, come on now, same way.
No. Jessica, I think I might have to agree with you.
You can at least understand the direction of where they were going in the City Girls song.
What I'm saying
is, you don't know what this woman is talking about.
But they can't rap.
Exactly. So the same thing.
No.
All right, so, this is my opinion. This is how I feel.
I feel you.
All right, so, yeah, the song is enough for me. Young lady, the beat was it. That's what brought people in, was the beat. But you gotta be able to hold us in there with the beat. The beat brought you in. The beat was, whoever did the production, give them an A+, cause the beat is fire. The beat fire. I don't know if you bought the beat off of YouTube or whatever, but the beat is fire. You might wanna give that beat to somebody else who ride it. But the song, barcode, nah, that ain't it. How do we get on the next big thing?
Hit us up. Send us one clean, radio-ready version of your original song. Send it on over to carolina.street@power98fm.com.
Representing the local flavor.
Nobody plays more local hits.
North side, south side, east side, west side.
This is my city.
The plug for local music. This is your Power 90.
It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you...
Black Smart.
Power 98 WPEG. Good morning. Who is this?
Natasha.
Hey, Natasha.
Hey, Natasha.
All right, Natasha, we're gonna play Black Smart. We're gonna give you three questions. If you get two of the three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, Natasha, if you do not, we need that hood black card. All right.
All right.
What? Kick it off, Ms. Jess.
Okay, I need you to tell me what was Eddie Murphy's character's name in Coming to America.
I can't hear you.
What was?
Oh, hold on. Do it again.
What was Eddie Murphy's character's name in Coming to America?
Oh, this should be real easy. So I'm really horrible with movie names and movie remembering stuff. Yeah, I failed that one because I can't remember right now.
No.
Burp, go ahead, man.
All right.
That was so easy. Oh, no, you're going to tell us what to ask. You don't get on here and tell us what to ask, man.
Ma'am, you're talking too much. You're talking too much, ma'am. Listen to the question. You got to get this question right in order to stay alive.
All right, let's go.
Back in the day when you had a box TV, in order to keep the signal on the TV, what did you put on top of it?
An antenna, or I'm going to hit it.
Yes, an antenna. That's acceptable.
Yeah. All right, I'll be
Ma'am, did you drink?
Okay, your third and final question. You get this one right, you are Black Smart, all right?
Uh-huh.
If you miss it, we taking that hood black car. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, so Naturi Naughton plays on the TV show Power. Her character name is Tasha. She was once a part of what musical group?
Mm.
Oh, 3LW.
You got it!
You won,
baby. You are Black Smart this morning. Go ahead with your five shout-outs.
All right. Well, let me give a birthday shout-out to my son, Cameron. Happy 9th birthday. And that's all the shout-outs for today for me.
All right. Well, tell everybody what's your favorite radio station.
Power 98.
Start the whip. Turn up the radio. Your morning is lit.
Give me that.
With No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
Got something on your mind you want to let out?
Yeah,
why? Call the Madhouse voicemail.
What up? 704-227-8780.
Holler at your folks.
What do you have to say?
Another Valerie, the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Y'all know what time it is, man. Yes, we drop your Madhouse question of the day every morning at 6:05. We play responses back at 9:25. What we got, big Miss Jessica?
Today we were asking you, between Friday and Coming to America, which movie has the most quotable line?
Oh, yeah. And y'all was tapped in on this one right here. I will say on my page, not coming to America. Friday is leading. They was putting a lot of lines from Friday. And yeah, so on my Instagram page, Friday is leading. Miss Yolanda said Friday. I'm touched by TT said Friday. She said, everyone still says bye Felicia to this day. Friday, all day, every day. Your boy changed because, so what up, boy? He said, everybody saying Friday got to be 28 years old or less. My son works. That'll be $8. I'm saying Coming to America. That's what I got.
Coming to America clearly won between both of my pages. Mm-hmm. It wasn't even like
close.
Yeah. Coming to America won.
By far on mine.
I also posted a poll on my Instagram and Facebook story. 65% of the people said Friday. Hmm. Yeah. 65% of people said Friday. So Madhouse Nation, no, my page was, it was rolling with Friday. Alright, you know we gotta check this Madhouse voicemail, 704-227-8780. Go ahead, what you got on your mind? Let it off.
Ooh, good morning, Meg. Yes, crazy. Oh, how? Now, Jessica, honey, you know the question of the day. Which movie has the most quotable lines, Coming to America or Friday? You know it is Coming to America. My favorite part is when Arsenio Hall was in that club and he looked just like Mr. What the Hell. He was all dressed up in that dress. He looked just like Mr. What the Hell. And he said, I want to tell you apart and your friend too. Oh, honey, Come to America is that thing, honey. That's my favorite movie of all time, honey. You get some of everything and I love it. Oh, dude.
This is Miss Ford. What the hell? Question of the day. Man, it's Coming to America all day, every day. Now, Friday got some funnier lines. That's about it. But the most, man, it ain't even cool. And there's the barber. Man, I wasn't messing with you yesterday. I was just trying to be a good friend, unlike your other two friends, Burpee and No Limit Larry. See, when I saw your boy, you were sucking for air. And I was trying to tell your other two friends, No Limit Larry and Burpee, if something was to happen to you, there's one or two places you could be. First one would be the hospital. And the second one, as soon as you hit that ground, Toodles would have got your ass because his alarm would have went off. Peanut butter on the ground! Peanut butter on the ground! See, Dad, I ain't want you to go through what Buster be going through. And No Limit, you know what I'm talking about. You heard the way that little funky brutal boy was saving a baby Friday. Boy, Toodles was saving a baby like he be beating Buffy back.
Really?
Burpee was singing to you on Friday, though. He was saying peanut butter and jelly. Ooh. That's what he said. That's what he said, Burpee. All right, man, we dropped the Madhouse question of the day each and every morning at 6:05. Play responses back at 9:25. Tap in, man.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions expressed are those of the Power 98 listeners and not the views and opinions of Power 98 or its advertisers.
What's going on, nosy neighbors? Miss Jessica, the girl next door here with your nosy neighbor news for Tuesday, August 4th. It's the collaboration that we all have been waiting for. Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion have teamed up for a brand new song. It's going to be dropping this Friday. This makes the first release for Cardi since her song Press, which dropped in 2019. And this is going to be the first release for Megan since she was shot in the foot last month. The two posted the artwork for the single on their social media pages. If you all want to see it, I have it waiting for you on my Instagram story at Hey Miss Jessica.
Yeah, we're waiting on that thing. Go ahead, Megan. Go ahead, Cardi. It better be a banger, because if it ain't, I'm going to note something.
Let's see.
I hope it is. Because Megan and Nicki's joint wasn't really...
That was the Hot Girl Summer?
The Hot Girl Summer?
It was tight.
It was okay. Right. It was cool. Yeah. But it wasn't as it wasn't what people thought it was going to be.
All
right. The reviews on the song was like, for it to be the Hot Girl Summer anthem.
Okay, Cardi B is joining OnlyFans, but don't expect any racy pictures.
Yes, sir.
In a Twitter post, she says that, well, she later deleted it, but she says, I'm doing a partnership with OnlyFans. Every time someone starts a rumor, I will be addressing it there. What else should I post besides rumors and behind the scenes? I think this is smart. This is a smart move for her.
Definitely smart move.
You know, folks are going to want to know what she has to say about these rumors. Here is the problem. Blogs will go and join OnlyFans and then go blog the information, you know, but I think she can make some money off of it. I think they should be able to make some money off of it.
Well, you know, true fans, they want to hear and they want to hit it exclusive. So they'll definitely go check it out on Cardi's page, on her OnlyFans page. And you know, this is a great use of OnlyFans beside the racy and the nasty stuff. So I like it.
Well, you know, a lot of OnlyFans has a lot more. I think that the racy pictures get a lot of attention.
Right.
But there are a lot of people, they do tutorials, cooking classes, weight loss things, all that. They do a lot of things on OnlyFans, but the one thing that gets a lot of attention are the racier pictures.
Okay, yeah, I'm gonna start mine today.
Tory Lanez is not getting deported, y'all. Oh, that rumor began to swirl on social media yesterday that he was being deported back. Well, that he had been deported back to his hometown of Canada following that shooting incident with Megan Thee Stallion. Tory's people say that isn't true at all, and he still is in the U.S.
They don't want him back in Canada anyway. They say y'all keep him over there.
Common is in some hot water. Jaguar Wright, if you all remember her, she is accusing the rapper of sexual assault. Now, according to Jaguar, Common was trying to have relations with her, but she said no because she was tired. She claims that when she woke up, Common had his man parts by her mouth. And that is why she stopped messing with him. She basically said, if you're willing to do that, you're willing to do anything.
Oh, man.
Jaguar goes on to say that when she rejected him, Common started dating Erykah Badu, and that Erykah Badu is jealous of her.
Thanks, Jaguar. I'm not discrediting her story by any means, but
we don't believe
it. I'm not going to say I don't believe it. I'm just going to say this gets okay.
Y'all know how I feel about Common. This hurts me. I'm like, what in the world is going on with this story?
I'll reserve my comment.
What is going on?
I'll keep it to myself.
I want to see what Erykah Badu going to say.
That part, I don't think Erykah Badu is
jealous.
I don't
think she's going to say anything.
Yeah, for what?
I don't think she was fine either because Jaguar Wright isn't.
I don't think that she will respond to this at all.
Yeah.
It will be interesting to see.
And if she does respond, Erykah will be petty if she responds.
I think he will respond simply because of how big the nature of the accusations are.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how if and how he responds to this.
Right.
While many are taking the coronavirus seriously, there are some that aren't. One in particular is Designer. The rapper went on Instagram and claimed that the whole coronavirus pandemic is BS and that the virus is gone all because I ain't get sick yet. I've been outside healthy. Now, if y'all want to see this full video, I have that one up for you also on my Instagram story at Hey Miss Jessica.
Thank you, Designer.
Designer, shut up.
Where's your panda at, Designer?
How can you just make such an ignorant statement? That just shows you don't even understand what's going on with this pandemic.
But when people need to find a way to stay relevant, they will say anything.
I mean, my goodness, it's just stupid. Congratulations to Lil Scrappy and the Bam. The couple welcomed their second child to the world yesterday. Xylo, I think that's how you pronounce the name. She was born weighing 7 pounds and 5 ounces. And according to Scrappy, she had a head full of hair. The couple already have a son named Breland. So happy congratulations to them. Happy birthday to Meghan Markle, Bobby Shmurda, Marcus Houston, and our forever president, Barack Obama. You can check out 27 pictures of the president looking presidential on our website, power98fm.com. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica.
The neighborhood. Power 98.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.